I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The radical Muslim group Hizbut Tahrir is growing in Bangladesh. Neighboring India is concerned by the group's ISIS ties and declared it a terrorist organization last week. John Padidi with Bibles for the World says, with rising religious tensions between Hindus and Muslims in both India and Bangladesh, Christians get caught in the middle as easy targets.
They are an extreme minority in both countries, perhaps 2.3% in India and 0.3% in Bangladesh. And so as these tensions are rising between these radicalized groups of Hindus and Muslims in the respective countries, it often is the case that who does that violence get meted out to but the Christians?
Pray for the people of India and Bangladesh to reject extremism and seek Christ. Then, the MENA Leadership Center helps to equip Christians in the Middle East and North Africa for faithful leadership in the body of Christ. Right now, that means walking with believers who are asking hard questions from the past year. Fadi Sharia says one university student was asking, do you think that God isn't fair or God loves war? Sharia pointed to what the cross of Jesus Christ says about God.
Speaking of justice, yes, he is just. But also speaking of love, oh, God is love. I mean, mercy and justice coming together is beautiful whenever we look at Jesus. So what we try to do is pray with the people, with the leaders, and also refer them, go, meet Jesus, listen to him, talk to him, ask him those questions.
Please pray for wisdom and protection against division for MENA Leadership Center and local churches. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.